And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of June, 2014. It's the birthday of the film critic Pauline Kael, born Petaluma, California, 1919, who said, "You have to be open to the idea of getting drunk on movies." It's the birthday of Salman Rushdie, born in Bombay, India, 1947. It's the birthday of the short story writer and memoirist Tobias Wolff, born Birmingham, Alabama, 1945, his memoir entitled This Boy's Life. It's the birthday of the mathematician, physicist, and theologian Blaise Pascal, born in Clermont-Ferrand, France, in 1623. In the field of physics, Pascal discovered that air has weight, and he conducted experiments to prove that vacuums could exist, which led him to formulate the hydraulic principle that pressure exerted on a fluid in a closed vessel is transmitted unchanged throughout the fluid, which is used today in devices such as syringes and hydraulic presses and the brakes on your automobile. In mathematics, he founded the theory of probabilities and developed an early form of integral calculus. And he produced two great works of religious philosophy, Provincial Letters and Pensées, his thoughts, 1658. Blaise Pascal, who wrote, "In faith, there is enough light for those who want to believe and enough shadows to blind those who don't." It's the birthday of Greil Marcus, born San Francisco, 1945, editor of the collection of essays entitled A New Literary History of America, former reviewer for Rolling Stone magazine. Greil Marcus, who was named for his father, Greil Gerstle, who was killed in World War II before Marcus was born. Gerstle served on a Navy ship, one of three that were deliberately sent into a typhoon, and although the other officers urged him to mutiny, Gerstle refused and all three ships sank, an incident that inspired Herman Wouk to write his novel The Cain Mutiny. Greil Marcus was an adult before he heard the full story of how his father died. Greil Marcus, who said, "All our lives, from the time we lost our lives to Little Richard and Elvis Presley, people were telling us, 'You're going to outgrow this.' But when the Beatles showed up, suddenly we realized, 'No, you don't have to outgrow this. You can't outgrow this. You shouldn't outgrow this.'" Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled After Work. I stop the car along the pasture edge, gather up bags of corn cobs from the back, and get out. Two whistles, one for each, and familiar sounds draw close in darkness, cadence of hoof on hardened bottomland, twinned blowing of air through nostrils, curious, flared. They come deepened and muscular, movements conjured out of sleep, each small noise and scent heavy with earth, simple beyond communion, beyond the stretched-out hand from which they calmly take corn cobs, pulling away as I hold, until the midpoints snap. They are careful of my fingers, offering that animal knowledge, the respect which is due to strangers, and in the night their mare's eyes shine, reflecting stars, the entire outer light of the world here." After Work by Jane Hirschfield from her collection of Gravity and Angels, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.